Hare Krishna. Even if our attachments hold on to us, we can still hold on to Krishna. Sometimes when we strive to practice bhakti and we fall from the expected standards, then we may become very disheartened and we may feel that, oh, what is the use of all this? What is the attachments are not going away. What is the use of my trying to practice? And we just give up the practice of bhakti. And actually that is when we truly grievously fall. The initial fall is not as big a problem. Yes, when we have a trouble and we fall from the standard, that is a problem definitely. But the bigger problem is when we let go of our devotional practices. Now, to understand why this is a bigger problem, consider the example of a person who has fallen in a well and has not just fallen in a well, has been dragged and say is being caught by some creature in the well who wants to hold on and eventually devour that person. So now, say there is someone in that well who is trying to catch that person and pull that person down and keep that person down. Now, suppose somebody is holding that person's leg down and pulling them down, and there is a person above who is pulling them up. Now, when this person is caught in between, they may hold on to the rope and somebody holds on to the leg. The person down wants to keep them trapped over there. Now, at this time, sometimes the person from below may pull with such great force that the person who is climbing up the rope or like trying to hold on to the rope to be pulled out may temporarily be pulled down. And even when they are pulled down, they don't have to let go of the rope. They can still hold on to the rope, and by holding on to the rope, even if they are pulled down, they still have the option of rising up. The person outside can pull them with greater force and then they can come out. But if by becoming discouraged, disheartened on seeing the force with which the person below is pulling them down, if they just lose hope, lose heart and give up holding on to the upper rope, then no one can help them. Then they will simply be dragged down. So something similar happens to us. We can consider our attachments as the person below us and Krishna is the person above us. In the process of bhakti yoga, as the rope with which Krishna is pulling us out of the well of material attachments and material entanglements. Now, in this situation, when we want to be pulled out, we hold on to the rope. That means we practice the principles of bhakti diligently. And the principles of bhakti primarily center on the positives, you know, associating with devotees, studying scripture, practicing mantra meditation, worshipping the deities. Now, when we do these activities, they enable us to connect with Krishna in a higher, spiritually fulfilling sense. And sometimes while we are connected thus, we may be dragged down by the force of our past conditionings. We may be dragged down by our attachments. But rather than getting too worried when we are dragged down by our attachments, we can focus instead on the positives. We can focus on the principle of loving and serving Krishna. And there may be spikes in our desires when we are unable to hold on. And at that time we may fall. But we may not be able to hold ourselves up. But even if we are pulled down, we don't have to let go of Krishna. If we can hold on to Krishna, Krishna appreciates that. In 9.13, the Bhagavad Gita says, Api chet sudhura acharo bhajite maman anya bhak sadhureva samantavya samyag vyavasito hi saha. So it's api chet sudhura acharo. Even if one falls to some terrible activity, but if somehow one holds on to Krishna, by holding on to Krishna, bhajate mam ananya bhak. When one holds on to Krishna with determination, not giving up. Yes, there will be a temporary lapse when the attachments pull us, but we don't give up our intention and determination to serve Krishna. And as soon as we recover, we immediately hold on to Krishna once again. Sadhureva samantavya. Krishna appreciates such a person. Sadhu, this is good. Why? Samyak vyavasito hi saha. Because the determination is well situated. And this well-situated determination will ensure that soon afterwards, as the next verse states, 9.31, Kshipram bhavati dharmatma shashvat chantim nigachati kaunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashyati. He says, Kshipram bhavati dharmatma. That Kshipram, soon, when such a person will become dharmatma, such a person will become pious. Shashvat chantim nigachati, shashvat chantim. one will become peaceful, one will become joyful. Kaunteya pratijanihi. Oh Kaunteya, please know that name bhakta pranashyati, that my devotee will never perish. So we can take hope from Krishna's declaration and ensure that we don't get carried away, we don't become disheartened, but that we stay steadily determined in our pursuit of our practices of bhakti. And by that steady upward connection with Krishna, as we become purified, as we become spiritually strengthened, then the lower grip of our attachments on us will weaken, and we'll be hauled out to safety, purity and liberty by Krishna's mercy. Thank you. Hare Krishna.